Tracy Morgan with you with our extended news at noon. With me for this segment of our conversation is Mark Gordon. We've talked to Mark before, but he is the Chief of Economic Development and Planning for Butler County. And Mark, I'd like to welcome you back to the program, welcome you back to the extended news at noon.
Good morning, Tracy. Thank you.
And I'm glad to be able to talk to you today because there's something unique and special happening on Thursday, and this is going to be a job fair that's going to be virtual. So I'm very interested on how this, first of all, came about, and then very interested in how it works. So first, talk about how it was developed.
Well, we've talked previously about the Butler County Growth Collaborative Initiative that's been ongoing here for a couple of years. In fact, it ties to when I came to the county. And to that end, that collaborative is made up of multiple entities. And throughout COVID-19, we have been working pretty diligently and have actually had a couple of other adjoining organizations asked to participate: the Pittsburgh Regional Chamber North, Beaver County's Chamber of Commerce as well. And the purpose that we found ourselves in with the COVID-19 was initially trying to get meaningful information out to businesses, residents, people that were employees or dislocated employees, and it started with updates, daily updates from the region on cases, on ways to protect yourself, CDC guidelines, etc., to the food banks and food distribution, and we moved to how we work with businesses and assist them in either loan packages or the like. So as we moved through that path, we started to set our sights on what does reopening look like, and we worked with entities on how they can establish reopening. And from there, we said, well, how can we help those people that have been dislocated from their prior employment? And many of those are concerned that they might not have employment to go back to.
Now, when you talk about unemployment, have you heard of even greater numbers of unemployment coming through, or do you think that has leveled off, if you will, because the unemployment came in the beginning of this pandemic?
I think it's started to level off, and in some cases, with some people getting called back to work, those numbers have improved. There is a segment, I'll tell you, of our employment population, those that are tied to tourism, hospitality, events, that sector, they were the first to be hit, and they are probably most likely the last to experience recovery.
So with this job fair, whenever you put together the thought of this, or your group put together the thought of this, did you target those industries, like you mentioned, with tourism and restaurants, and did that have any development or kind of hand in how you developed this?
In part, yes. We actually started with, let's see if we can't canvas regional businesses that are still looking for people. And we found about 55 employers that businesses that were looking for people. And some of those businesses pretty large. And it ranged in all the sectors of our economy. So there were things from healthcare, to banking and finance, to manufacturing and construction. There's some retail, commercial. There's also some in the food service type business. So we've been able to really put together a pretty good complement of, as I said, 55 businesses that are looking and seeking employee candidates, and we have well over 200 people already registered in terms of taking participating in the virtual job fair.
Now, this is Wednesday, of course. The job fair will be happening tomorrow on Thursday. When you talk about registering, when is the deadline for us to be able to jump on board with this?
You could register through today. That wouldn't be a problem even into this evening. What is key about the registration, and you can find a link either on the county website, County of Butler, Pennsylvania, or you can find it on the Butler County Chamber's website, or any of the member agencies, Tourism's, the Pittsburgh Regional North. So any of those entities, you can find it out on their website. The registration entails you sign up with a email address and your name. And you get a response back. It is a free service. There is no fee associated with this for the job seeker, nor are there any fees for the business that's advertising.
So, Mark, I'm very interested in how this is going to run. I've been to job fairs way back in the day, and you are able to talk with individuals and go around to the different tables in person. So how is this going to be done virtually? When we register, are we registering with a specific number of companies, or are we going to get to do that roundtable kind of feel virtually?
So instead of you walking around a convention center table to table to table and talk to recruiters, you're going to be able to sit in your living room or at your desk or wherever you choose to log in from. And instead of you moving from table to table throughout the course of the day, and there is a schedule, but it starts at 8:30 in the morning, and for the first hour and a half, there are, I think it's approximately 14 or 15 in the healthcare business. And please don't think just because it might say healthcare that it means you have to be a nurse or an x-ray tech or somebody with specialized skills. There's opportunities for positions like that, but there's also opportunities in entry-level type activities in those entities.
So, and Mark, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think this brings up a good point. We'll go through the schedule so folks know when things are happening, but just because the healthcare field, we'll use them for example, starts this off from 8:30 to 10. Do you think it's a good idea to walk through the whole entire virtual job fair, not just pick out the industry that you want to watch?
Oh, that's what I would do. If I was looking to find employment, or if I was looking to change careers, and I had the time available, I would log on in the morning and I would get my, in some cases for people, their cup of coffee, and I would start hearing the presenters. And so you'll have a company that will be first up, let's say, and they'll talk about their company, they'll talk about the type of positions that they're looking for, they'll talk about the qualifications, they'll talk about who you contact, and they'll give you a contact name and number. So that you'll be able to, if that's something that resonates with you, you'll be able to do an immediate follow-up with that information. They'll tell you where you get the application. They'll tell you what documents that you might need to apply for employment, and you'll be able to go from there.
It's interesting. It's just an interesting concept because we've gone virtual anyway with applying for jobs. You don't typically send a resume in the mail anymore. You do it all virtually online. And so I think this is a nice complement to being able to go through a job fair as well as apply online. And I just think it's an interesting concept of where we've come from years ago to where we are now.
You know, Tracy, I agree with you. And we've talked previously about how Butler County is someplace special. And I think this job fair is a little special in so much as you're not just responding to a blind ad. You're not responding to something that you see out on the internet. You're responding to an individual that you had a chance to listen to what they had to say, to talk a little bit about the company they represent, and maybe in some way, shape, or form, you gleam a little more insight. Hey, that's a company I would like to work with. That's somebody that I would fit in well with.
So let's go through the schedule. I know you mentioned that the healthcare would be up first, and that's going to go again from 8:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then at 10 o'clock, who takes over, or what industry would take over at that point?
So then they're grouped a little bit. So from 10 to 11 is the educational sector, the nonprofits, child care, as well as there are some organizations that do training and are looking for people.
And so they will go for an hour and a half. Everyone's about an hour and a half long. Is that what you have indicated, or about an hour or so?
About an hour.
Okay.
About an hour.
Okay.
And then from there we move to finance, banking, information technology, IT, technical skill sets, legal, marketing, sales. Then starting around noon is the retail, commercial retail, food, hospitality. And yes, there are opportunities in that, even though I started off by saying that's the group that was probably hit the hardest, mm-hmm. and the fastest. And, you know, the last grouping, keep in mind, manufacturing. Manufacturing is still alive and well in southwestern Pennsylvania and in Butler County. So we have a host of manufacturers and construction-type businesses that are looking for individuals. In all these cases, these are full-time employment.
So again, folks, if you just want to quickly go through that schedule, this is going to be happening. It's a virtual job fair. This happens tomorrow, but you want to get registered throughout the day today at some point. We'll give you that website here in just a moment. But 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. and the different industries that will be represented. And I'll say this in order of the schedule, but healthcare, then education, nonprofit, child care, and training. Then you got the finance, banking, tech, legal, marketing, and sales. Then you've got the food, retail, tourism, hospitality. Then you've got the manufacturing and construction. And so are we going to run past 2 o'clock, you think, or is this like a targeted time of 2 o'clock and it may run over a little bit?
It is targeted at 2 o'clock, but it will run as long as it takes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there any opportunity for interaction in the moment, or is it just a matter of what you described? We're sitting at home or wherever we may be, and we're watching the presentations?
It's really that. You're watching and you're listening. I probably would have a pad and pen or something, mm-hmm. so I could jot down some notes.
And so we can go from there. Again, folks, if you want to register, you would go to the Butler County, Pennsylvania website of butlercountypa.gov. And if you just want to put in the search, virtual job fair, it's the first thing that comes up, if that's the easiest thing for you to do. But butlercountypa.gov is one place that you could go, or you could go to the county's, the chamber's website as well. Mark Gordon with us, Chief of Economic Development and Planning for Butler County. Any other specifics that we need to know, either for today in registration or tomorrow during the job fair?
No, Tracy, I would just say best wishes to all, and please, everybody, stay safe.
Mark, thank you very much. As we go along, I know that we can't predict the future, but are you looking at the next thing that you can do for potential employers to be able to be hired, or employees to be hired, I should say?
Yes, we are. And actually, we are still actively engaged in recruiting businesses to Butler County. And we are working with several of those that where Butler County is the is one of the finalists in those runnings.
Okay, very good. Mark, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.